Welcome to the Spiritual Soul Discovery Podcast. If you are spiritually curious, this is the podcast for you. We will be exploring today's curiosities around spirituality, mindfulness, and life after life. I'm your host, Joanna Durkin. I am a spiritual medium and soul reader. It is my passion to help others discover their inner spiritual guidance that connects you with your purpose here on earth. You know there's more to this life that's waiting for you, and now is the time to be inspired and uncover your true destiny. I promise there will be some magic along the way. So, are you ready to discover more about your soul and its connection to this world and beyond? Then let's go. Welcome to the Spiritual Soul Discovery Podcast. My name is Joanna, and this is episode 21, and we are getting into the April vibes today. Doesn't it feel good to be in April? I mean, I feel like the energy of April is just so renewed and refreshed with this sense of like hope and opportunity. And I'm so happy to say that my Unlock Your Angel Magic workshop is officially on sale. So reserve your seat now during our flash sale. It's only $22, and starting Thursday, it's going to go back to $44, which honestly is still a great value for all that you're going to learn and walk away with. We are going to talk about your angels and how they help you with specific areas of your life. We're going to talk about who to call on and how to ask for help. We're also going to talk about how to connect and receive messages from the angels and remove any of those mind blocks that really just stop the flow of messages that come from them. And last but not least, we are going to talk about how to trust and take inspired action on the messages you receive so that you can stay within the flow and stop resisting what goodness life has in store for you. But listen, that's not all. I'm adding in some bonuses just for you. In addition to the replay that you can download and keep, you're going to receive an angel workbook where you can record all of your insights and inspirations as we go along. I'm also including a guide to the who's who of archangels. I've highlighted many different archangels and how they specifically assist you in the different parts of your life so that you have a reference to know who to call on when you need help with a specific issue, no matter how small or big. Plus, I'm also including an angel number reference guide that outlines common angel numbers that come up and act as messages from the angels and what they mean. It will come in a PDF, but it's also going to come in a PNG because it's really useful to have that on your phone for quick reference when it happens in the moment. And last but not least, the extra bonus. I've created a private Facebook page for ongoing support after the workshop so we can continue the discussion and share experiences and any questions that come up after the workshop. For all of these bonuses, plus the workshop, plus the replay, I mean, the value is easily a couple of $100s, but like I said, I'm offering it for $44 unless you purchase it by Wednesday night. And then I'm cutting the price in half until then. So it's $22 for everything. I want as many people to learn how to do this. Talk to your angels, connect with them, trust them, and be confident in the messages that you receive. I mean, you can't beat the value for only $22. So what is stopping you from joining? Angels show up and they get our attention with the number 4 in so many ways. I am drawn to this month to celebrate the angels and raise the vibration of this workshop with repeating 4s. So it's as magical as it can be. Did you notice that it's the 4th month? Seats went on sale on the 4th day. I'm having a 4-day flash sale that ends on Wednesday night, and the workshop date is a 4 number as well. Can you guess how? Well, it's April 18th, so 4 plus 1 plus 8, that is 13, and 3 plus 1 is 4. The price is $44, the flash sale is $22, which adds to 4, so the workshop vibration is already raised, and the angels have been called in to make it very impactful and meaningful. There's nothing more that I love than, like I said, helping people connect with their own inner guidance. and show them how easy it is to call in the help they need because your angels are just standing by to help you. In full transparency, this workshop I'm offering will likely turn into a course and the price won't be so low. So take advantage of this workshop now and make a small investment in your own well-being. You are meant to explore how to connect with your angels so you can create your life aligned with your desires. For more details, you can check out my website. There's a link in the show notes to reserve your seat directly. Shoot me an email if you have any questions. I am really excited to share everything I know about your angels and see what magic happens in your life. All right, so let's get on to the April vibes for this month. I haven't pre-pulled any cards, but I have a really good feeling about how they're going to turn out. We have been doing so much inner work for the last 6 months or so, and with the start of spring and this renewed energy, I feel the vibe being lifted and the weight being lifted in order to feel free to make some of these big changes and create more space for your desires. Okay, so let's see what April has in store for us because we've been working really hard at getting to the place where we can start creating, taking action, feeling more confident, feeling those nudges. And let's see what the cards have to say. Okay, so I'm using the Work Your Light Oracle deck by Rebecca Campbell. And the first card that comes up here is Answer the Call. What is your soul calling you to do? Oh, yes. Okay, so this card feels like, you know, enough talk and soul work. Let's dive in and start making shit happen. What are you being nudged to do? What are you being encouraged to say or feel new feelings? I feel like it's all coming up and they want you to start taking action and stop thinking about it. Stop overthinking. Stop overanalyzing. No more trying to mitigate the risks around other people's feelings and consequences if you do this or that. Stop talking yourself out of it and start just doing it. I also feel like this might be pushing you to do new things and say what you've been holding back saying or feeling new feelings that are coming up for you. And it's just like, I just feel like this, yes, like go for it, do it, follow this. Don't resist where you're being pulled, like let go and surrender to the flow that you're being pulled towards. And like you believing that you know better than your intuition will prove you wrong every time. So just go with where you're feeling. Always like use your body and how you feel as your gauge as to where you want to go. I'm feeling this strong sense that many of you need to start speaking up. And in the words of John Mayer, say what you need to say. It needs to be said, not because it's going to change that person. Okay. Like if it's a person, if it's a, it's at work, it's a friend, it's a family member, whatever it is. Whatever you say, whatever needs to be said, it's not because you think things will change because of it. That's not up to you. It's because your energy and vibration are suffering because you're not saying it. So say what you need to say. Feel the feelings that you need to feel. You're being overwhelmed with that for a reason. It needs to come out. The energy can't stay. So stop putting others ahead of you. There's nothing you can't handle. It's time to just get on with it. Change the energy. And that can only change by you. It's up to you and only you. And if it's not something about you specifically saying, and it's just more about doing, start that too. Doing is no different than feeling the feelings that you aren't diving into for whatever reasons. In order to do that thing and take that action, you have to feel a certain way first in order to do that and be motivated to do that. So feel that in order to get into that place. Trust it will put you in a better place because your human mind cannot fathom all the possible outcomes and you don't know what you don't know. So assume that you don't know better and just do what feels right, what feels like, I just have this feeling like it's like that feeling of overwhelm, like you need to do something, you need to say something, but it's, you're holding back. So stop holding back and just do it. You have everything that you need in order to start moving forward. And there is no wrong way. There is no right way. It's just walking towards what you want to do. And if you feel the resistance, you know you're on the right path. Okay. Second card. This is a yes card. It literally just says yes. It says yes. And then under that, it says, just say yes. I can't plan this stuff. I mean, this is spirit. I love it. So I've kind of already said this in my first card, but I'm going to just say it again, and maybe I'll say it in a different way here. So whatever you were listening to me talk about just now, when we were talking about the first card, whatever you were thinking about that kind of triggered, whatever I was saying was like triggering what was coming up for you. This is the response to what you were just thinking about in your head. It is yes. Your ego is going to try to talk you out of it, but your ego is not you. It is not your truest, authentic part of you. It is the fear. It is the anxiety. It is that part of you that will always talk you out of doing what you really want. It will always have excuses. Don't listen to that voice. Keep going. It is a clear yes. It's like a yes in flashing red lights. I feel like it's been building for a while. And I mean, it can't be more simple than, you know, all I can say is don't overthink it. Don't talk yourself out of it. The answer is yes. So I'm just going to move on to the third card because I think we've done that one to death. Okay. So the next one is, this card says, Anna, the grandmother of Jesus, all this beautiful seeding, the light laying the foundation, divine plan. Okay. So I feel like this is kind of like this is going to be the outcome of you saying yes, you taking action, you saying what you need to say. This will come. It's laying a divine plan. It's creating a new path for you in order to start. The thing is like when we desire these things, we want to manifest these new realities in our life. You know, we want to change the energy. We want all these new things, but we have to be a part of the solution. And so we are getting these little nudges in order to keep moving into the ultimate direction we want to go, but we have to be part of the solution. So I feel like all these new decisions that you're walking towards, the ones that you're saying yes to, where you keep moving forward and you say what you need to say and you're being courageous and you're doing the things that you don't usually do. You know, you're feeling things that you don't usually feel and you're acting on things that you haven't done before. And I feel like this is all heading towards something bigger for you in a bigger plan. Because once you start saying yes, once you start the momentum, it's going to be a lot easier to keep moving towards what you ultimately want for yourself or how you ultimately want to feel. It's obvious that the April 5, it's all about yes, it's all about action. It's all about laying that new ground, laying for you to start doing these things and feeling these new feelings. And it's funny, like when I look up who Anna, the grandmother of Jesus was, which I went to Catholic school. I don't even remember hearing about her. I know that she wasn't well known, but it does say that she represents that beautiful soldier, the unconditional mother, and the mystic who can see the thread that has woven all of life. She teaches us that we have a part to play in the divine plan. It's not that what you say or, you know, this whatever you're thinking of, whatever you're being overwhelmed with, you know, just because you say what you need to say or you do what you need to do, it's not going to go and impact a worldwide stage. But your vibration will start to lift, right? Your energy will start to be more positive. And that vibration will then affect your neighbor, who will then affect another neighbor. And it's like the vibration just starts raising around you. It spreads to the community. It's a small amount. It's that seed of light in you that continues to be shared once you share it, once you do your own work. It's like you're the light inside of you shines brighter, which then helps others shine their light brighter. You are part of a bigger plan here. So that's why you have to follow these little nuggets, these little spirit crumbs, in order to reach out and affect other people. It's also a great reminder that wherever you are being drawn to follow and say yes and take action and surrender into these nudges, because it's not going to go away. It's just going to keep getting stronger. And the more that you resist them, it's just going to take you longer to ultimately get to where you're going to end up going anyway. So allow yourself to get in the flow of life. Stop resisting. Just go downstream. Stop trying to swim upstream, because it's just not working for you anymore. The thing is that we have to remember the way that we've handled things before, it might not work for you anymore. It might have worked back then. It might have yielded good results. But I feel like what it's saying now is that that isn't working, because you want different things now. So we need to switch it up, and you need to start doing these new things. You need to start taking action over here. So don't go by how you've done things in the past. Let go of that and start letting it flow to where you're being pulled. Okay. Well, for this week and beyond, I challenge you guys to say yes. Go after what you've been holding back on. Be brave. And if you need a boost, or even if that yes is like exploring more about your spiritual side and your angels, join my workshop on the 18th. It's just the perfect way to get started. The vibe is high for April. This is the perfect month to do it. And it's really little or no risk, considering it's such a minimal cost to you. If you can't make it on the 18th, the replay comes. You can do it in your own time. So you don't even have to, you know, plan your life around the workshop. Just go for it. Join us. It might kickstart a whole new you that gets everything you desire with ease. All right, that's it for this week. I'll see you next week. For some more fun and informative content, you can follow me on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok at Spiritual Soul Discovery. As always, you can check out my website for more details on our book club, our High Vibe merch, and where you can book a one-on-one reading with me. All the links are in the show notes. And don't forget my free giveaway, 100 daily affirmations that inspire, motivate, and connect you with your soulful purpose. Thanks for listening. See you next time.